You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope you're all having a good day so far, a good week. I'm Robin, and I am your local evidential medium and psychic and animal communicator. While I'm waiting for someone to come on to do who wants a reading, I did choose a card for today, and it is the Rescue card. And I think it's a reminder for someone out there that's listening, or for a few of you, a reminder that you are always safe and secure. But the biggest part of it is you are free to be yourself. And I don't know who needs that reminder. Maybe it's me. I don't know. But just remember, you are free to be yourself. And it's okay to ask for help. It's okay if you need help and to ask for it. You know the right person to ask. It's what you need to do right now to expand yourself. If you find that you're feeling troubled, you can expect whatever issue is at hand to be fixed. All you need to do is ask for assistance, and help will come your way. Please remember that. It's okay to ask for help. You are safe, you are secure, and you need to be yourself. Nobody else, just you. And the most important support you can get or you can expect is from your spirit guide or from your loved ones that have passed away, your departed loved ones. So make sure you remember that. Remember that your departed loved ones are right there by your side, right here. They're only in a different plane. Just because you can't see them, it doesn't mean they're not there. They're there to help you and to guide you. I hope that makes sense. Just remember, there are people out there that want to help. So don't push them away. And with that, I am going to say hello to Donna in Oklahoma. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you, Robin?
I am good. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. How can I help today?
I saw that you I was wanting to see if any of my pets or any advice that any of my past, any advice you got that you could give me. That's been sent to you
for a pet that has died, passed away, or a pet that you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's passed away.
Okay. And would you understand that the pet that is a dog?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm feeling dog energy, but of course sometimes cats have dog energy, so this is a puppy. And would you understand that this pet has not passed away? It hasn't been a long time since the pet passed.
No, it's just February.
I don't feel like... I'm sorry? In February?
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't feel like it was too long ago. I don't know why, but I just keep getting this... You had pet names for this dog. You never called the dog the same thing. I just keep feeling that you just... Every time you called a pet, you said something different. I feel like it went from sweetie to booby to baby doll. I mean, and I am feeling a, why am I, I'm getting a female energy, but I feel like the pet was a male.
He was a male. Yes, he was.
Okay.
But he acts like a little girl. I was like, my little girl. No,
okay. Okay. Oh, because I'm my part of me wanted to say male, but then I kept getting female energy. And I just keep getting that he was attached to you. I mean, I'm not saying that you never left the house without him, but I do feel like he was your, yeah, he was just your sidekick and he loved you.
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm feeling like when he passed, you feel very guilty about his passing, but it was a, he didn't get hurt or anything. I do feel like he was sick. And I feel like you knew what was going to happen and you talked to him about it. I mean, I feel like you talked to him about everything. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that part makes sense. But okay. Yeah, I'm where my washer and dryer is. I can go to the washer. He's there. Turn to the dryer. He's there. In the bathroom, he's in my lap. And when I leave, he cried and screamed and hollered until I came back for the last 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like he was yours and you couldn't take him everywhere with you, even though I do feel like you wanted to. And he had that separation anxiety. But I don't.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Again, I don't feel like he passed away. It wasn't an accident. It was, he was sick. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because when I went, the morning I got up and he didn't follow me into the bathroom, I knew right then and there. But he, I don't know if he had a seizure or a little brain. I don't know what happened to him. He was just laying under my bed to put the bed.
Okay. So I feel like he's trying to let you know that it wasn't you. I feel like I don't think it was a seizure. I feel like it was his time. And I feel like he knew that you were ready. I feel like he waited until you were ready. And I know we're never ready. I mean, you know, I don't think I was ever ready to lose a pet. But he knew that it was his time to go. And I feel like he stayed with you for as long as you he needed you, but there was something about him that you needed. And I feel like it was his love. I feel like even if he had separation anxiety, that I'm not saying it made you feel good that he was upset that you left, but it was something you needed. You needed to feel like somebody needed you.
Needed, yes.
Okay.
Now if I could come in and you do circles, a happy dance, round and soft, constantly. I mean, it was so funny. Happy Dog, that was one of the names, Happy Dog.
Yeah, and he loved you. I mean, he still loves you, but he needs for you to know that you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't ignore him. I mean, you were always there and you took care of him like he was your child. Because he was your child.
Probably taking better my child.
Yeah. But he also needs for you to know that he gave you, you both gave each other unconditional love. And he needs for you to know that it was just his time to go. He held out for as long as he could. He hated the vet, so he really didn't want you to take him to the vet. You know, he knew to go sometimes, but he didn't want you to take him because he wanted to go on his own terms. And he did go on his own terms.
Right.
I do feel like, I don't feel like you're ready, but I feel like he thinks you're ready to have another dog, if that makes sense. And I don't know why. Well, I do feel like there is another dog in the house.
There is. She's 13. She's a little chihuahua. But the other one, I called him White Dog, too, but his name was Ren. And now I've got a crazy little Yorkie. Had him for about a year. And his name is Stimpy. Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
Everything Ren done, Stimpy's doing it now. Ren taught him to, you know, when I'm sitting in the bathroom, he's sitting in the bathroom. Right now, he's sitting under my butt on the bed. I mean, it's crazy. I turn around and I trip over him.
It's possible that Yeah, it's possible that he brought that Yorkie to you knowing that he was getting ready to pass. And he brought that dog to you to take his place. So yeah, he taught that dog everything. So that this Yorkie, this puppy, could take your place. And I love mm-hmm. the names Ren and Stimpy. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I see the cartoon right in front of my face. I do feel like he brought you that dog before. Like, normally dogs will bring you new dogs after they pass, but he knew you needed these dogs. So he brought you the Yorkie before he passed.
A little corgi. A little corgi. Right. Yeah, I'm having about a year now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I do. I just feel like he did this. This was his gift to you so that you would not be alone. He had to pick out the dog, though. He had to be the one to pick this dog out for you and to train him and all this other stuff. Do you have specific questions? We have a couple of minutes.
Is there any other animals or any of my family members? Do you see any of them or anything? Anything that's going to happen to me? Good. I've had a bad, bad year already. It's just.
Okay. I feel like he is with a woman. I do feel like. Would you understand your mom being in having passed? Because I feel like your
mom. Yeah, my mom is.
Yeah. She has passed. Okay. Because I feel like she is with your mom, and I'm not getting the impression that your mom loved dogs as much as you do, but I feel like she's loving this, your pup that passed, just loving on him.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's stepping in and she's letting you know that things are going to start turning around for you. She's not telling me what's going on, but I do feel like it could be health, but I'm getting more that it's financial. And I keep hearing you say, do what's in your heart, Donna, do what's in your heart and it'll be okay. So I feel like you might have to step out of your comfort zone, but I do feel like there's a job or there's something coming your way that is going to help you. And I don't know if it's not like your job working in a store or in an office situation. It's something that you're building on your own. Is there something you want to build right now? Because I keep getting from your mom, have faith in yourself, trust yourself.
Well, I'm going to start maybe a little restaurant. Maybe.
Okay.
Name it McDonald's.
Okay, maybe that's why she was showing me a truck. Because I feel like there's something coming, whether it's a food truck. I just feel like there's something coming, and she wants you to be prepared because life is about to change, like a new chapter is starting. And she wants you to trust yourself, if that makes any sense. Okay, we are, I apologize, out of time, but your mom is giving you, I don't know why she's giving you the sign of the cross, but she's also drawing hearts. And she wants you to trust that everything is moving the way it's supposed to, and have faith in yourself to build this cafe or food truck. It's going to happen. But have faith.
Okay.
And I'm going to wish you love and a lot of light and love.
Thank you. That you helped me a lot. That put me at ease with talking to Ren.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Have a great day, everyone.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed day.